Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This portion of the Big Brother Jake podcast is refreshed by the Venice Beach Beverage Company. Go to VeniceBeachBeverage.com to order some of the most amazing beverages you'll ever have.
Jake Warner was at the control.
So sit back, relax, and check this joint out right here.
Jake!
No!
Okay, here we go.
So good to be back.
This podcast is for the people.
No, nobody knows who I am.
Jake! Live from the Big Brother Bungalow in Southern California.
Ready to talk a bunch of nonsense with you.
I can't stand them.
It's the Big Brother Jake Podcast.
Yo, what's good? It's the Big Brother Jake Podcast. I'm your host, Big Brother Jake, a.k.a. Jake Warner. My government name. Welcome to the show. You can listen to the show on podcast1.com. Keyword search, The Big Brother Jake Podcast. You can also go to iTunes or Google Play or Spotify or TuneIn or Pandora Radio. And big announcement, we are now at Amazon.com. Yes, Amazon.com. Type in the keyword search for all of those platforms, The Big Brother Jake Podcast, and boom, you're in there. Man, I will not waste any time. So check it out. First of all, thank you for listening to the Big Brother Jake Podcast. I enjoy each and every one of you. I'd like to thank the homie Nick Hamilton, Nightcast Media, owner and creator and top dog over there, running things. And yes, I will be a producer within his camp, all right, on TMA with Nick Hamilton, on SiriusXM 145, and all that good stuff. So yes, Nick, congratulations on that, brother. And thanks for having me be a part of your family. I really appreciate you. So without further ado, let me continue this spiel that I'm on. I am exhausted. I just had the neighborhood homies, the Rocha brothers, Camilo and Mario, and the homie Antoine Price, a.k.a. the Dayton Ballers. That's what we call ourselves. They came through the Big Brother bungalow, and it all started from a simple text. The homie Mario was like, yo, man, you always have your homeboys on for Barstow. You have your homeboys on from all your other outlets or whatever. Why don't you ever have the homies from Date Street come on from San Bernardino? And I said, Mario, are you ready for that? Like, are you really ready for that? Because if you want to come on, let's make it happen. I am so down. We're going to do this damn thing. We're going to make it happen then. I'm so down. So he's like, yeah. So the three homies came through, drove out to the Big Brother bungalow, and magic happened. And when I tell y'all this ain't for the kids, better not bring your kids. Do not. I'm telling you. Unless you want to hear them repeat all the craziness, or if you want to explain what we're talking about, man, then that's fine. But I would highly recommend no kiddies for this particular episode. But it was so long. We went so long. All because of the homie Fat Dave. You'll see why Fat Dave ended up being on the show as well. He wasn't in the studio. He ended up being on the phone. But it was because of a chance encounter with the homie Twan and how we kind of met. And it's kind of crazy. But yeah, so it's a two-part series. So part one of this is right now what you're listening to. The second part of the Dayton Ballers episode of the Big Brother Jake Podcast will air Thursday, June 3rd. So, grab you something cool to drink. You can pause it right here, use the bathroom, come back, make your drink. If you're on a long drive, you're going to be entertained. So, the homie here, Big Brother Jake, with the Dayton Ballers, Camilo and Mario Rocha and Antoine Price, come in right now.
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake Podcast.
All right,
y'all, as promised on the Big Brother Jake Podcast, a lot of people always ask, you talk about San Bernardino all the time, all the time, all the time. Well, San Bernardino is home to me, even though I did live in Barstow the first 12 years. But we don't talk about those years. We talk about the San Bernardino years. And I got three cats that are right here in the studio in the Big Brother bungalow that are going to make fun of me, talk a lot of shit, and embarrass me. And it's going to be good entertainment. I got the homie Antoine, and I got my homeboy Mario and my homeboy Camilo, a.k.a. the Daytown Ballers, on the Big Brother Jake podcast. What's cracking, y'all?
Oh, yes, man. Sir.
just out here, just enjoying ourselves.
Keep talking, Twan.
Really, just out of the hood. You know, we're out of the hood. We've all grown, yes.
Yeah, that's not Dave Chappelle. That is Twan, I promise you. But
hey, I get that a lot.
But you sound like him, man. Like, you do. Like, your voice kind of come off as Dave Chappelle-ish. So really? I'm going to use you as Dave Chappelle on my show from now on.
Oh, wow.
I'll pay you.
No, honestly, this is honestly the joke. Because this is the joke for me. Does anybody be like, hey, you know what? You sound like Antoine. You know what I mean? Hey, you sound just like this fool Antoine. I swear, I met him in San Bernardino one time.
You know what I mean?
I met him in San Bernardino one time, and he was just out there smoking or whatever. But you sound just like Antoine Price. Do David Chappelle be like, damn?
Right?
You know what I mean? I sound like this motherfucker Antoine Price. You know? I get that a lot. I get that awful.
But you sound like
him. Yeah.
You do. You really do.
Yeah.
But I got to say, man, all three of y'all, like, when I moved from Barstow, California, which small, shitty desert town, you know, I came in, y'all were all tight as hell. Y'all always played basketball and baseball together. You know, I hear Camilo bumping music all the time. Like, music I would never get in Barstow because, you know. So he was like the resident DJ. But y'all were cool as hell with me, man. And like, y'all took me in. But I'm going to tell a story real quick.
Because you kept crying to get in the group, bro.
Oh.
If I just said, fuck it. Let's let this guy in.
Oh.
Right. Right.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
20 some years later, we'll it's like this.
We had
a little group meeting, and we're like, man, this motherfucker over here, he keep crying, man.
Honestly, we were the first.
We ran those fucking apartments.
Yes, you did.
You did.
And then, yeah, y'all did too come.
We came later. Yeah, they came way later. Yeah.
We looked out the windows watching you move in and shit, and like, nah, these motherfuckers got nothing to steal.
Hey. We were like, honestly.
They poor. They came from Barstow.
They was like, hey. Hey, we was like, hey.
Camilo, over already.
Who the fuck is these motherfuckers? Who the fuck is these fools?
You got a white mom, a white lady, and two mixed-looking kids that look Puerto Rican, but we're not Puerto Rican.
Hey, and nobody asks, should we help?
Nah, man. Shit.
Nah. And did nobody help us?
I'm about to jump in the pool.
I was looking at the boxes. Yeah. I was trying to see if there's anything worth stealing.
Right.
And then y'all realized we didn't have shit.
Yeah.
So it was like, I guess they're cool.
Man, just like us.
Hey, wait.
Yes.
But who was the first person you met in the apartment?
I met you, Mario. I met you. You were the first person that came up to me. Okay, you're like, hey, what's good? What's up? You know, my name's Mario.
He was our filler.
Right. He was scoping. He was casing the joint.
Right.
But Mario was the first one out of you three to come up and say what up, introduce yourself, and like, well, where are y'all from? Barstow. Who the fuck lives in Barstow? Like, hey, you know, and my mom, you know, she's a hairdresser and this and that, and we just moved here. And he was like, oh, well, that's cool. Welcome to the neighborhood or whatever. So he was the first one. Camilo, you were standoffish as hell.
No, I was doing my own shit.
You were doing your own shit, so you weren't like, you know.
He was the oldest.
We were the peasants, yeah. He's the OG of the group. You know, and I don't think Twan really liked me at the beginning. And I'm going to tell you why.
No doubt.
Because after.
No doubt.
I have a feeling. But this is going to solidify my feelings because it's exactly how it goes down. So,
hey, we grown now.
We grown. And we cool.
Yeah. We are straight. All right. Let's get that out on the table.
Yeah, you're all my brothers. I haven't seen you in like 27 years, though.
It's been 23 years.
23 bro. Years? Yeah. Damn.
20
it's been that long?
Fucking three
From right
years.
Now, right now.
20.
You're trying to name longer than that?
Okay, maybe 25.
Yeah, at years. Least 25
at
minimum.
At least 25.
Yeah, and I haven't seen Camilo
since
in like
I seen him eye to eye.
Yeah.
I see you social media.
I'm always on social media.
And like I says, I'm a big fan.
See, here I thought you guys were fighting shit.
No,
I'm not going to pull my cock out. It's going to be none of that.
It's going to be no black on black crime.
It'll be black on black crime because I'm only half.
Black and mulatto.
But here's the thing. So we got real cool with Mario, and then I met Camilo. He's like, hey, whatever. Yeah, nice to meet you. You ain't shit. I met Twan, and then his brother Corey. Corey was cool with me, like,
man.
But you were standoffish as hell.
Yes.
And I didn't know why. Like, what the hell did I do to this fool? So it was probably 2 weeks after I moved in, right? And y'all gonna laugh. I know you're gonna remember this shit.
Yeah.
We're sitting in the pool area because I always had the cactus cooler in the Coke machine.
The Coke machine. Once we figured out how to steal them cokes, that shit was over.
We rigged it to where we know how to steal that shit, right? So there's another friend of all of ours we call Fat Dave, Dave Wilson, right?
Yes.
All
right.
I met him because he would hang around y'all. So then he set me up, and I wish he was here. He set me up because he's like, hey, so what do you think of that homie Twan? I was like, he cool, but he don't talk to me. He's like, okay. And he walked away. Because he liked to instigate shit. Yes. Him and Terrell, they always like to start shit, right?
Wow.
Yeah, see, I took it back. So we're sitting there. I'm eating a bag of chips and a stolen cactus cooler. I don't. Camilo's probably with some broad, but I don't want him to sleep on the couch just yet. We won't get that deep into it. Yeah, so it's Mario.
We good.
My brother Steve.
Bitches were getting banged on Day Street.
Oh my God! There we go.
Sadly, not for me. But
yeah, here it comes. And
Cam's the first one on the couch this evening.
Yeah, and I got a story for that one too.
I want to hear.
If it's cool with Cam, we tell that story.
Oh, we're gonna tell story. This is what we do on the Big Brother Jake podcast. We tell stories. So a week, like 2 weeks later, right?
Right.
We fast forward.
Right.
It's Mario. It's Corey, your brother Twan.
Right.
My brother, Puerto Rican David, Puerto Rican Mark. All right. And we're sitting there.
They live in Atlanta now.
Really? I'm gonna tell you a story about David in a minute. Yeah. Okay, so we were chilling, having a good time. This fool Twan walks in, mad than a motherfucker, right? And he has a belt in his hand. Okay, you might remember he had a belt in his hand, and he's like, "Hey, you, Jake, whatever the fuck your name is." I'm like, "What's up, Twan? What's good?" He's like, "Nah, there ain't no what's up. What the fuck you doing talking shit to me?" And he gets the belt and snaps that shit. And I'm like,
you're about the daddy lesson, this
bro. Yes. It gets better. So I'm sitting there like, what the fuck's going on? And he's like, yeah, motherfucker, you snap.
Hey.
And wait. So then I'm like, what? And I start choking because I'm eating the chip. And he's like, yeah, you little bitch. That's why you're choking, because you knew you was talking shit on me.
God.
Dang. I said, bro, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Here comes the rematch.
I'm a good shot. You see that shit right there?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I'm looking.
Okay, but I would never.
AR.
But you were like, yeah, get off your ass. And I was like, I ain't going to fight you, Twan, because you a bitch. Call me. I ain't fighting you, dog, because I like you. No, I don't like you, but I like you, Twan. I ain't going to fight you. He's like, you know what, man? You know what? I'm going to let you live today. I'm like, damn. I didn't do this to embarrass you.
No, you didn't. That embarrassed me.
I didn't know Twan had the gangster in him back then.
Explain yourself, because I was like, damn, I just moved here. No, listen. I was just having a conversation the other day about bullying.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
And
here you are. Bullying a guy from Barstool.
Fucking bully. And I remember that shit.
And
like I said, my beef was not with Jake. It was because he had a higher flat top than I did.
Are you serious?
This is what the whole entire
no!
I say, I don't like this
dude.
They
can't play.
Yeah, because my shit was 14 inches high.
Because your flat top was higher than
mine. Are you serious?
I swear to God, man, my life.
So the shit came down and froze?
Wow. I was sitting there like...
I said, I didn't like this fool because his flat top was higher than mine.
But dude...
And I remember the conversation with Dave. I remember he came... You know, he came back and this is my nigga, I swear to God.
Dave is my peoples too. I love him.
Dave is my brother to this day.
Yeah,
but,
I love him.
But he Don King that motherfucker.
Yes, he did!
He Don King that shit. And you're not... You ain't Tyson.
No,
and I ain't Frazier.
I don't know, but you're about to put the whooping on my ass.
You're not Muhammad Ali.
Not at all.
And I ain't Cassius Clay. You understand, too?
I do.
Man.
It came down to hairstyles? That is some petty black shit right there.
I was the first motherfucker on the block with the
flat top. You were.
Flat top.
Stop playing.
And a turtleneck. And a turtleneck. Or
his Banana Man outfit, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
I was the first player on the block.
You were, yes.
Hey.
No.
And he was the first guy hanging with Mexicans on the block.
You were the first black guy.
He was the first black guy to hang with the Mexicans.
Hey, and then here comes this motherfucker, I swear to God, with a fucking flat top at least like 3 inches bigger than mine. Taller than mine.
But my mom's a hairdresser. I'm going to advertise for her, dog.
Hold on. To make you feel better, he was compensating for size, bro.
First of all, Camilo, who are you talking to? You tapping my phones. I don't like that, right? My business is my business. We talked about that off air, bro. We weren't supposed to bring that up right now.
You can edit that
that's
shit.
That's going to be
oh, I'm airing it.
That's edit.
Damn, I never knew that shit.
It really came down to the flat top?
Because
for the life of me, because like Mario was cool with me. Camilo didn't talk to me. And I was like, what the hell? Your brother Corey would talk to me. Shepherd, little white boy Shepherd.
Shepherd.
Yeah, I still like the
Shepherd. Hold on,
Shep was cool.
He's a little white boy.
He always had the cast.
The broken arm.
He always had a broken arm.
I thought that was Robbie.
No, Robbie lived upstairs.
With a big fucking head.
I thought Robbie had the cats because remember we used to throw those fucking cats on the roof.
Robbie would wear one too because Robbie he was always injury prone. Yeah, he was injury prone all the time.
Robbie
but Shepherd had
that motherfucker had it that cast on forever.
Yeah, for fucking ever.
Like Cowboy Bob Orton.
Ever.
Robbie lived up above Antoine.
Uh-huh.
And then you had the apartment in the middle, right?
Yeah.
You had the apartments on the side.
Yep.
And the apartment in the middle. And Shep lived upstairs with that one white hyena.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was Robbie.
No, Robbie lived
upstairs from Antoine.
Robbie lived right in the house.
When Antoine couldn't come outside, I kicked it
with
Robbie.
Y'all fucked with Robbie.
Fair weather friend ass.
And, right. Didn't take his punk ass in the home because I was in the home.
Yeah.
Stuck.
Because he couldn't play. I had to go play with somebody else.
Bitch, nah, you take your ass inside. I mean, I'm like, man. Chill out just like me.
But Robbie was the one that got me to be a Niner fan.
Mm. Yeah.
So we should kick his ass. Because that's
right. He showed me what legends are about.
Twan always rolled with the Eagles because he liked Randall Cunningham. See, this is what I learned. I tried to learn about y'all because I was trying to get in with y'all.
Right.
I knew you like Randall Cunningham, so I tried to talk to you about him. You wanted to be friends with me, though. But then you'd be like, yeah, Randall, yeah, whatever, man. You like who?
Oh,
bitch.
Chargers.
Who likes the Chargers? You know, and then... Camilo,
I got pictures of you wearing Raider shit.
You know what? It's true.
It's out there, bro.
Yes. And you know why I wore Raider shit? Because that's the only way I can feel safe in that neighborhood. I'll admit that on the air right now on my podcast. The only reason why I wore Raider shit is because it saved my life walking through Paris Hill Park to go to school.
You got there right. You
know what I'm saying? Like, that was a lifesaver.
The Laker jacket would have saved you, dog.
No, but that shit was bright as hell, and people wanted a jacket all the time. Like, they want to steal it from me. But, like, so now, all right, so look. I'm still tripping off. I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta talk to
Tom
about
this. This is on news.
Yeah, because I don't remember that part.
Why don't you remember, Mario?
I don't know why. But let's just say
you don't remember with the real one.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'll let you take a sip of yak. So, and the thing was, you wanted to kick my ass more because I was choking on a chip because you thought I was scared. But I didn't know. See, fucking Dave, man. I knew he started shit because I went up to him. He was like, hey, I didn't say shit. But he knew he was instigating. So it was over a fucking flat top. I'd have cut my fucking hair off if I knew that. I came from in Barstow. Like, I didn't have a lot of friends to begin with, right?
Right.
You know, my
right,
sister right. ran that town. So it was like I was under her shadow. Right. So I was like, I'm going to come here, make new friends and shit.
Here we go, man. Hey. This just became the Dr. Phil show.
Yeah, it did. Cause now I need answers.
Twan, I'm here to help you out.
Are you calling David?
I'm calling David.
Let's do this. Let's do this better. Hold on one sec. Let's connect this. Hold on one sec.
The phone's ringing, man.
That's all right. We can do this on. What? No edits. Here we go. Let's see. We can talk to him like this. Hey, you got this.
Hey, but what year was it? Those apartments. 88,
86.
85 to 88. Hey,
yo, Dave.
Oh, shit. What's good?
Hold on one second. Hold on. I've got you.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Give you one second.
he just got married. He got to close the door somewhere.
He got to be quiet with it. We're not editing nothing. We're not editing none of this. This is great. He really calling Dave right now.
Yeah, I had to. Shit. I had to.
Shit, about to get real.
Man, this is great.
Hey, Dave. Yeah.
He's still hiding. Let me see. Yo, Dave.
He's like, hey,
what's
baby.
Up, man? What's going on with you?
Let me there we talk. Go. Hold yeah, on, hold on, hold on. Right,
hello?
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on with you, my dude? what you doing, man?
Hey, which Dave we're talking
about? Well, Fat Dave.
Wilson?
Yeah.
Oh, my boy Wilson. Yes.
What you doing, bro?
Man, chilling. That's it.
Hey.
That's it.
He said, don't get me in no shit.
Hey. We got some questions for you, man.
Yeah, it's some questions.
Man, wait, hold on. I hear multiple voices. What's up? What's going on?
All right. Hey. First of all, full disclosure, it's Jake. What's up, man? How you doing?
Man, what? Up with you, Jake. How you feeling, boy?
I'm good, man. We got the homie Mario and Camilo in here. We're doing my podcast.
Oh shit.
We kind of ambushed you, man. And it's Twan's fault. I'm going to just throw him under the bus. But we have a question for you, man.
Go ahead. All right. I'll keep it real.
I know you do. Yeah, we know that. So here's the deal. We're doing this podcast that I do. All right. And we were talking about a time, and you might remember this.
This?
I had two weeks, like, okay. I moved from Barstow to San Bernardino, as you remember. I got to know you through these guys. And then you asked me a question, and you said, hey, what you think about the homie Twan? I was like, well, I don't think he likes me that much, man, but he's cool. And I told you that. 2 weeks later, this nigga, man, he wants to fight me, and he's trying to pull off his belt and whip my ass in front of everybody at the pool area. And it's your fault.
You think it's my fault?
So he didn't deny it.
There's a reason that I talked to you and then he wanted to kick my ass, bro. I mean, we cool now. We drinking yak. We having a good time. You should be in the studio with us. I'm just saying.
Man, that would be dope. Listen, that'd be dope as hell.
We got to make that happen. But yeah, you know, we didn't mean to put you on the spot, but we meant to put you on the spot. But you know, we wanted some clarity. And I was like, well, the only person I talked to about you, Twan, was to Dave, to Fat Dave.
Now let me see. I don't think I told him that because I thought because y'all live in the same apartment,
right?
And I thought
right.
that would have been cooler than that. So I don't think I would have went and told him that because I always thought y'all was like, you know what I mean? Y'all was cooler because I went home and y'all still hung up. You know what I'm saying? So I would have thought that was I don't think I would have told him that.
Right.
I'm not saying, but we found out why he wanted to fight me. He said because I had a higher high top fade.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, Dave, it was because of this Nigga, motherfucker's flat
the,
top.
Hey, with the satin Laker jacket.
I told you that Laker jacket.
I still have it. I'll bust it out later, but I do still have it in my car.
Oh, my God.
Yes, with the name embroidered and everything.
Hey, I say, man. Let me call this brother, man, because I really do need clarity. I mean, to be honest, though, because like I said.
I don't think I would have told Antoine that.
I don't know what. Okay, but my point is, I don't think you started. I think Tuan wanted a reason to fight me because he dropped your name and said, oh, well, that Dave was saying that you was talking shit on me. And I said, all I said was he don't like me. So I think Tuan started all
so
that.
So you had to tell me. You had to. Because how when I wouldn't just like just hey, but you hey Dave, you know how we got down. You know what I mean? Yeah, hey, Dave, you know how we got down. And but hey, I don't think I would have just like shat on this motherfucker. Right
I don't
here.
Know.
I don't know, man. You had some shit back then.
I would not have just shat on this motherfucker. Hey, did I shit on y'all?
No.
You were scared.
Hey, it was the, hey. Hey,
you didn't want none of this shit. Hey, remember? We had those boxing thing. Matches, man.
Oh, my God.
That must have been before I moved in.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, it was before you.
Yeah, because I would have known.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Because we would have had to settle in the ring. You'd have beat my ass, but it's okay.
Yeah, no, it was before Jake had ever even stepped on the motherfucking scene. We was having these boxing matches.
Yeah, because I used to hear about them, and then like y'all stopped doing them. I thought y'all was just doing them and not inviting me.
It's because with the gloves moved out.
Yo,
right?
Yeah, I don't.
Not only that, but they start hitting back.
If he say I told him, yeah.
Dave, I could have sworn you said, hey, Dave said, Dave, I could have sworn, this is what I heard, Dave said, Jake said, so-and-so, 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 so-and-so. He don't like you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So-and-so, 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 so-and-so. He said he was going to open up your window at night and do something to you.
I wonder if it really happened.
I don't know what happened, Brad.
See, and that's the thing. Like, I was tripping because I was trying to make friends with everybody. You know, so I was like, nah, Tuan, they wouldn't say that. And he's like, nah, he said that shit. I'm going to fuck you up. Snap, snap. And pull the belt off and he's going to beat my ass, Dave.
Hey, that was some crazy.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm telling you.
Damn.
And we didn't mean to ambush you, but this is good. This is good radio.
Hey, Jake, I swear I do not remember smacking no belt.
Dude, you pulled a belt. Man, I put
and this is
hey,
traumatic.
I put that he remembers this shit 25 years later.
Was your brother there?
Steven was there. Hey,
we gotta get that motherfucker.
I asked him and Ben probably too.
Hey, but yeah, that's crazy.
I wasn't around,
but I used to. I heard about him in that belt.
Oh, yes.
Well,
I remember that belt too.
Yeah, you were there, Mario.
Yeah, I remember that belt too.
See, no, I mean,
what's up, Mario?
What's up, Dave? Man, what's going on, man?
Man, chilling. That's it.
I hope we can still be friends after we ambush you like this, man.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, no. I'm glad you showed your boy some love and hit me up. That's dope as
right?
fuck.
Yeah, we here sipping on yak, having a good time.
Hey, Dave.
You know, recording my podcast.
Hey, Dave.
That's it. Hey, hold on, for real. And I'm not trying to take the air out the room, but I want to give you much credit on all your success.
Oh, man, thank you.
I used to love when I watched the Clipper game. I looked behind Rob Lawler, right? The headset.
Thanks, man.
I give you much respect on that, Jake. Man, you always been a good dude. That's some dope-ass shit right there.
Thanks,
man. I used to pause the TV and tell my son, I know this dude.
Right.
That's what's up, man.
That's dope shit, man. I give you all the credit in the world.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. And you know what
Hey.
What's up?
You had to climb ladders, especially coming from where we came from. You had to climb ladders to get to where you at.
Man, dope.
That, I appreciate it.
And I didn't even pay you to say all that. So, thank you, man.
I told you, this coming from hood motherfuckers.
That's right. And I appreciate that. One of my best times with you, Dave.
Not to be labeling our asses like this. I'm somebody, motherfucker.
We grown now.
So
yeah, we all grown. We all grown.
But here's one of the things I love the most. Remember sometimes, and Peter Menjadez.
Oh, yeah.
So, on Mondays, we go watch football at Spoons. Remember that?
Yes.
Hell yeah. That was the shit.
It was, right? And I'm going to embarrass you just a little bit. Because the first thing he would always do, he knows where I'm going. The first thing he would do, he would sit down, he'd grab the ketchup bottle, act like it's a microphone. You know, he would do like this shit right here. He'd be like, all right, I don't know. This shit ain't working. So anyway, so he tapped the bottle, the ketchup bottle. Hey, all right, we going to feed these Mexicans today. And it would be, pennies on a dollar, you can give them tacos.
Hey,
But that shit was so funny, bro. Hey, but Peter and Mario would give it back to us too, man. So they ain't innocent.
Oh, man.
If y'all found up a little Honda yet, Peter? Going to boom for city?
Hey.
Yeah, and it would just be funny, man. But those were some of the funnest times, man. And you were always like cool as shit. And the funniest thing though is he was still in high school, and you used to get shit for your tattoo because it had your birthday on it.
Yeah.
And I was so we all go up to you like, when's your birthday? And you just right here, nigga.
Hey, and it's the coldest thing. To this day, that is the only tattoo I've ever got. I have no more.
Oh, man.
That is the only tattoo I got. Oh, man. That used to be, listen, I'm telling you right now. That used to be highlight. No, we're going to go to Spoon. We're going to go to Happy Hour.
Yes.
We're going to go over here and eat up some shit. Talk some shit. Oh, my God.
All day. All we did was talk shit and laugh, and we would almost get kicked out every week. Every week, because we're so loud. Yeah. Maybe me, because I talk.
God, that was the shit right there.
Right? That was some fun times. Yeah, that was good times, man. Yeah.
No, and you know what, sir? I can remember the first time I heard you rap.
Oh, yeah.
I moved to that house by Pacific.
Yes.
I've been knowing you for a while.
Yeah, man.
I didn't even know you could rap. And that's the first time I heard you rap. And then we go over there, and I was like, what the
But because I never told anyone, man, because I was like embarrassed. You know how like Prince's dad and Purple Rain kept all that music hidden? You know, that was me. I had like 120 tracks recorded and didn't tell nobody.
This fool was looking in the mirror in the bathroom rapping himself.
Oh, God.
Finally feel comfortable and said, I'm going to come out with the homies and see if I can spit.
When I'm alone in the room, sometimes I stare at the wall. But yeah, man, we didn't mean to catch you off guard. We weren't trying to catch you in anything, you know, but
we had to get the story straight.
Venice Beach Beverage. You like that, Tron? You
man,
like it? Is it good?
Venice Beach Beverage.
Oh, yes.
Black cherry.
Hey, 100%
daily vitamins.
That's some cold shit I never told you.
Oh.
I remember my sister.
Okay.
My sister coming back from a wedding. Mm-hmm. Like, David, oh, man, I went to the wedding. She had two boys, Armani, and you and your brother. And
oh, yeah?
Four cell phone cameras and shit.
Okay.
My sister kept saying, I just came back from a wedding. Oh, my God. Her two sons, Armani, and you. And my other brother, oh, my God. So when the Britney finally come in, she went to Miss Pound's wedding. It was you and Steve. My sister did hair. You know, your mom.
Yeah.
Half the women in L.A. Half the women in San Francisco had to do hair. So they all knew your mom.
Hair or nursing.
So my sister knew your mom. And when she showed the picture, I'm like, that's Jake and Steve.
Oh, shit. That's...
My sister, all of your mama's wedding, I had no idea. That shit was funny as hell.
Hey, they was over there dancing with all them old bitches and shit.
Two-stepping like a mug. Two-step.
Oh, man.
This was a pleasant surprise, man. Yeah, but...
Hell yeah, it was, man. I'm sitting here waking up on a Patron night. Sitting there like, oh, shit. Went to a little party last night, sitting here like, oh, my phone ring. I seen that. I'm like, oh, shit. Hold on, let me go to the next room. I could be loud.
Didn't even know what you were walking into, did you?
Oh, man. Hell no.
You took a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but this was dope. But I was trying to figure out, you know, we haven't even scratched the surface of what we're going to talk about, but like, you know, I had to find out why Twan hated me so bad, and then it was all over a fucking hairstyle. Damn it, Twan.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We could have squashed it a long time ago. I mean, we cool now. I love you.
Yeah. And we both bald here.
Hey, nobody can go on flat top.
Yeah. And we both bald here, so we okay.
What's up, Dave? What's up, bro?
I said, I don't know if your viewers ever seen it, but you have some pictures up on your website.
Nice. Yeah. Don't say that too loud. Twan might take his belt off again and start whooping my ass.
That's it. Hey, that was his thing. So he was doing unto you
what
was done unto him.
See?
Hey, so I must have snapped my belt on that plenty motherfucker. That was my shit. I don't even remember slapping belts, but damn.
Hey, damn, man, you.
Not until he met us, because I don't remember no
damn, belt. Yeah.
We done fucked you up, dude. We fucked you and your whole family up, dude.
Hey, I ain't never had so much goddamn respect until I did not slap my belt with the roaches.
He got that belt him. So he thought he could do it to other people.
But no, you were able to take that thing off in less than a second, bro.
Man, I don't even take my belt off, man. At all. I really don't. Other than less than just, like I say, to take a shit. to change my pants for the next day. I really don't take my belt off.
Well, I get it now.
It stays with the pants.
Yeah, it stays with the motherfucking pants. Exactly. Exactly.
It stays with the pants.
This is dope because, man, you can have as much Vince Beach beverage as you'd like.
Thank you.
They sponsored the Big Brother Jake podcast, man.
Thank you. Please.
What is it?
Yeah, it's black cherry.
There's one in there. Go grab it, bro. Grab me another one, please. This is delicious.
See, they're one of my sponsors, Dave. I actually got sponsors now, man. So it's pretty
dope. Who's one of your sponsors?
Venice Beach Beverage.
Venice Beach Beverage.
Yeah, and they're good, man. They're like they're a black owned beverage company, and they do teas and ginger candy and stuff like this. Like real health conscious.
Black cherry.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm trying to represent here, man. Trying to do good for the Dino.
Man, that's dope.
Go buy it.
That's dope. I'm
going to
have to mess up because, summertime coming. I drink some sweet drinks.
There you go.
Like mine, hey, Dave, this shit right here is sweet as enough. Hey. It's so sweet because you one of them diabetic ass niggas anyway. you got diabetes. It's good for you, man. Yeah,
so Mario, me, and Fat Dave are diabetic. We all old.
The podcast is diabetic.
I'm a borderline. Hey,
we got Cam a diabetic.
Hey. Damn, you too, Cam. Yes,
you ain't old until you're diabetic.
That's true.
Hey, right. You ain't grown until you're diabetic.
Yeah, you ain't grown until you're diabetic.
Then I was grown at 35.
It's all right.
Yeah, I'm 45.
Hey, he got the drink as sweet as his draw.
Huh?
What you say? That's why I'm drinking sweet as your
draw. Hey man, I got kids, man. I can't be sweet. I got kids, man.
When a name like Quan, you know he got sugar in his
tea. Hey.
This is where we edit.
Hey, did I send you a baby invitation? Did I send you one?
All right,
Quan. Huh? I sent you a baby invitation. Huh? Davey?
You know it ain't real unless we cut each other down.
Hey, did I send you a player? Did I send you a baby invitation?
No, you have not.
You see why.
No, you understand why.
You ain't alone, bro. I didn't get one either.
Hey, you understand why.
Hey, but I'm telling you though, man.
High top fade, motherfucker.
What'd you say, bro?
At your age, you got to give congratulations to the man that got her pregnant and let it be yours.
Oh!
Damn! Oh! You got to thank that brother for letting you claim that kid.
Oh! Whoa!
And this is my goddamn friend. I've known forever.
Hey, Twan. Hey, your prepaid phone minutes are running out. Hang up.
Right.
You have 4 minutes left.
Right. That's crazy.
Oh my God, man! I missed this, bro.
When he told me he was having a baby. I said, "Damn." I'm gonna put another one out there like this.
Are you happy you brought him on now, Twan?
Yeah, I'm very ecstatic. I'm very ecstatic.
This was your idea.
Yeah, this was my idea.
This is your idea, and now he's on here talking.
I called him. I'm the one that called him.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I called him for this.
You know I don't talk about people I don't like, and you know I love you, my nigga.
Man, love to the moon and back, bro.
It's all love, man, and you always treated me right, man. You were always cool, bro, and I appreciate you, man, and I appreciate the kind words. That's really dope, man.
Hey, no, for real. It's all real. I give you much respect. I'm telling you, I give you love for that. Whenever I see you out there, because you have to climb the ladder, they don't give shit away like that.
Now, you know
when
that,
you
man.
Were doing your thing, the Dodgers, when you were doing your thing. That's some dope ass shit, man. And it's cool to see somebody that come from where we come from, climb them ladders and do shit. And my hat's off to all of y'all. Listen, if I'm correct, I don't think none of us, Mario, nobody did major time. Nobody
he said major.
I did a couple of days, but it was all right.
I just small crying.
Yeah, it was all right, man. I did a couple of days. It wasn't too
some
bad.
Stuff that Judge Wapner would have sentenced, but, you know, it's cool.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Everybody got their life here. You know what I'm saying? We sitting there, got our mates in check, and got our women, got kids and all
some
that
of
shit.
Us, yeah.
So, man. Man, I'm straight. I swear to God, it's a blessing. When I look back, when I got to drive down here sometimes and shit, I'll be saying, wow, man. I had no compass back then. I had no idea where I was going to end up at.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. And something happened where I got my little shit straightened. Damn, man, doing well for myself. Nothing to brag about, but man,
no, this
hell yeah,
bro. It's
all hey, and I'm telling you, listen. When I had to go back to Barstow High School to get my GED, all I could think about was Jake. That shit was funny as hell.
Nobody admits that, bro. I don't admit it. I tell everyone I'm from San Bernardino. I hate Barstow.
Oh my god! I had to work out there for years. And Twan came out there and fucked with me.
Yeah.
I was out there managing a mobile home park out there for years.
Damn,
it was crazy.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Antoine to drive way from Moval to come fuck with me.
Yeah,
out here.
Moval, right.
Drive in.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the thing, man. We all made it out, bro. Like, these motherfuckers right here, they all go golfing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the pinky's up. I mean, that's dope, though.
That's
like,
the entertainer George Lopez going golfing.
The fearless leader.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're golfers now, man. And I got to give a shout out to Camilo. He has merchandise, man.
They got merch.
He got autographed pictures. Cam Woods. He's Cam Woods. Cam Woods merch.
Hey, Camilo in there?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, Camilo?
How you doing,
hey,
man?
Listen, the last time I heard anything from Camilo, I was working with a little brother, Ben. Camilo tried to sell me 3 rims. My car took 4. He tried to sell me 3 rims. Hey. You remember that shit, Camilo?
That shit was on a discounted price, bro. You were going to get the 4th one, but just didn't know when.
I wanted the rims for my car, and he had 3 LA wires. I was like, shit, all the fuck.
Oh, man. I remember that shit. Wow.
I was looking for the 4th rim, man.
I almost bought them. I was like, shit. Yeah, I was working with my little brother Ben, and Ben said, man, my brother got some rims for sale. I said, I need some rims, too. For real? He like, yeah. He hit me up. He said, I only got 3 of them. 3? Yeah. My car takes 4.
That is some straight up Date Street shit right there.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, you were going to get that 4th rim eventually, man. Okay. You just had to hold up.
You had to wait a few.
Hey, I would have, if I could have put them on one side and only made right turns, I would have been
fine. Dave ain't lost his humor, man. I remember, though, when you started losing a lot of weight, everybody said you weren't as funny.
What?
Remember
man,
that?
You know what happened? Hey,
Peter used to say that.
You
Peter.
Know what happened?
Peter used to say that. He's like, you ain't funny no more because you lose.
You know what happened?
What happened, man?
Got that in-house. Well, I don't, you know, I don't want to, I don't know if this show was.
But you can say whatever you want.
Fuck that.
Start getting that in-house on the regular.
Yes, sir.
And check it out. The coldest shit about it. When I moved further up, I live close to 38th Street Park, and they had a dope-ass basketball court. And I would go constantly. I would dribble my right hand up to the park, dribble my left hand back to the park. I would go to the park constantly, because we was in a different neighborhood. We moved off the Date.
Yeah.
Even though it was only a few blocks away, it was so much different up there. And it was all kind of everything. We used to play basketball. And I was telling somebody a cold story the other day. I broke my ankle playing basketball with Antoine, his cousin Jerome, and I think Hyvin. And I'm living home.
I heard that.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
I'm limping home with a broken ankle, and Antoine looked at me, my number one boy, and said, "We'll bring your ball back when you
finish." Damn, you're cold in a motherfucker, Twan. Damn. The street lights was not on yet. We had plenty goddamn time to get 221 games.
You couldn't at least walk the homie home?
I thought my nigga shit was just, you know, I thought he just rolled his shit.
Oh,
I didn't know it was broken.
I was like,
where was that at?
That's my number one boy.
Yeah, that was that. Hey, Dave, I remember, bro. Y'all making me look like I'm a goddamn bully.
No, you're not. You're not.
And I'm not a bully.
You're not.
And I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not a bully.
I know. This was not ambush Twan, man.
God damn. I'm not a bully. But that was some funny shit. I remember that.
Hey, you remember that shit?
Man, I
left all up there balling at Delrose Elementary School.
Well, we can dunk on those courts,
hey,
man.
Hey, you know what, though?
Man, to be honest, though, that's it.
Yeah, that's why we played the Delrose and we were dunking.
Rome is balling. I'm out there trying to bang on him, and I break my ankle, man. It's one of them things where I knew when I was done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I gotta get to my house. I stay blocks from here. And I went from limping to cry. Hey, I bring up all that when we finished. I said, this mother, I want to tell the nigga, keep that shit.
Hey, Dave, you remember when I had a fucking growing pool? I was supposed to go to goddamn practice after school. I was going.
Wait, hold on, you guys. Put some boots on. We finna get into some bullshit that never happened.
Yeah. You talking about my number ones. The number ones. You good? You hear me?
Go ahead.
So
he had to close the door.
Go ahead. Yeah.
He might get in trouble.
So I'm going to goddamn Pacific High School. I think I'm the shit. I think I am. I think I'm something like it. I end up getting a growing pool. I don't know how I get it playing fucking baseball with you motherfuckers. I don't know what the fuck happened. I got a growing pool. I can't go to practice. My number one, I swear to God, and this probably changed my life. My number one says to me, I says, Dave, man, I got to go to practice. You know what I mean? I at least have to go to practice.
Yeah.
My number one tells me, you got a motherfucking growing pool, my nigga. What is you going to do at practice anyway? I say, you know what? You damn right.
You damn right.
You damn right. Let's go to your house. Let's go to your house. Let's play goddamn Tecmo Bowl
video games
until the motherfucking shit is over with, and then I'm going to go home. You say, no doubt. I swear, I have eye-to-eye contact with my motherfucking coach at Pacific High School, and he look at me and shake his head like this.
You'll never be back
on
the team. You are done.
And you'll never be back on this motherfucking team.
I love that story.
I swear to God, and look at my nigga Jason Burnett. Look at my nigga Jason Moore.
I love how you blame me.
Come on, man. You fucked my goddamn career off, man. You should have told me to take my black ass over there. Growing pool or not, take your ass over there.
You'll be somebody.
Huh?
Years of ridicule. I'm hearing you was never good enough. I'm sorry to save you from all of that.
Man, come on, man.
You didn't sign up for me starting shit about the fight, but you signed up calling Dave. That's your fault.
That's your fault. That's my fault.
I love it, though. This is good shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
But
it's
Jason Moore. I visited him about 7 years ago. Four years ago.
Dope.
Yeah, Jason, man, he had a stint in the NFL.
Yes,
he played for the Niners.
Yes,
the Miami Dolphins.
Yes, he did.
Cleveland Browns and Denver Broncos.
And there you go, my Cleveland Browns. That facial charges this year. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we should put some Jack on that, man. I'm ready.
Man.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
I'm trying to get to that game. I watched him cut Dallas's head off last year in Dallas Stadium. I'm trying to go to the Chargers game.
Look at this. I travel. Yeah, go get some more, man. You can sit on the mic. Tron's so distraught, he's going to go get some more Venice Beach beverage. Help yourself. Go behind him because all the cords. But, yeah, Jason Moore's doing good, man. He was last time I checked, he was a police officer in Aurora, Colorado. And I had seen him. I had business out there. And so I had seen him out there, and I called him and we met up, and he's doing real estate too. So I don't know if he's still a cop, but he's definitely doing real estate in Colorado. He loves it out there, bro.
Man, that's dope.
Yeah, man.
My brother seen him come up the tunnel at San Diego and told me, man, you're not going to believe how big your homeboy got.
Dude, he got swole. Like,
yeah. Have you ever said, hold on, do you remember his pop that looking like Devo for real?
Yeah, no, for real. For real. His dad was a big dude. You know, and his cousin, man. Mark Collins, that played for the Giants and the Chiefs. So, yeah. Jason's doing well. He's doing well for himself. Both his kids are grown, you know.
Man, shout out to Jason. He was always a good dude, too.
Always solid.
Man, his pops, his pop was that buff dude that really looking like Debo.
He looked like Debo. they're all abandoning me, man. So I'll just talk to you, Dave. But this was a pleasant surprise, man, to have you, you know. And I'm glad you answered the phone. Because Twan's like, nah, I don't believe this. I don't remember none of this.
Hey, I love when he tried to tell me that football story, how I changed his life. All real shit. I feel bad because he got something to blame me for. And I'm like, later. But you know what? It's one of the things where I wish I remembered that moment.
Nah,
that was so many plus ago. I wish I remembered that moment.
You know, we've all done things that we don't remember, you know.
But
it's really cool. Like, they up in here, you know, we've just been, for like, before we start recording, you know, as we're still going here. Like, we were just talking trash, having fun in my living room watching basketball. And then I was like, I'm going to spring something on you that you might not remember. So I blindsided Twan, and I'm sorry, Twan. I love you, bruh. I love you.
it's all right.
It's all love, but it's entertaining. But for the full disclosure, he's not a bully, y'all. All my listeners, he's not a bully. He's a great guy. He's a family man. He works his ass
he's
off.
He's a good dude.
He's a good dude. We just having fun, man. This is what we did back in old days of the neighborhood.
Just old shit. Just
that's
old
it.
Shit.
That's it. You know what's crazy? Look. I tell you how good Antoine always been. My mom hated when I brought him to our neighborhood. Because she worked with Antoine's mom. And she'd be like, why are you bringing that boy over here? You know what's going on over here. You got to get him out of here for a certain time. It's going to be so embarrassing if his mama hears some junk about him being over here. I got to work with his mama. He always, man, my mom used to always be on me because she worked with his mom. And she'd be like, quit bringing him over here. Because, you know, stupid over there where we stayed at.
In Conejo, right? Conejo?
Man,
yes.
Conejo,
hey, but that's stupid.
That's stupid because we're from the same fucking street. It's the same street. You just one street click over.
That's it, man. You just turn the curb and you're on date.
You're on date. Stop
hey,
playing.
Hey, man, listen, yeah. Like I tell people, they be talking about shit that go on now and be like, we had to walk through that shit to get to school.
Right.
We had to walk through that shit to get. That was the, that, man. I be trying to tell people, man. That was some real stupid shit going on over
man,
there.
Man, let me tell you. Y'all might remember this story, man. And I've told this on my podcast before. I think it was probably the second or third month I lived. They enjoying some yak right now. It's just me and you right now, Dave. They don't really care. Cam might be tuned in, but he keep looking at his phone.
I'm enjoying this Venice Beach beverage.
All right, Venice
Beach. Oh, we got another one.
All right, Converters.
Black cherry.
That's right. So my third month.
Hey, but it don't got no fruit juice.
No, nah. Nah, man.
How you gonna have blackberry?
Hey, be nice. I'm a sponsor.
Nice.
I like Venice Beach beverage.
It's delicious.
So yeah, I think it was my third month on Date Street. And I was walking when it was stop and go down Circle K on DeRosa and Dave.
Yes, we
couldn't figure that out.
That was a stop and go.
It was a stop and go.
Hot pastries.
Yes, it was
hot.
It's a Circle K now.
Yes. So I went and I got like one of those like big gulps or whatever, one of those fountain drinks. And I saw a dude get shot in a car and crash the car into a pole.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Remember that, y'all? Y'all
don't
remember that? Cops all over the place. There's a cop where the video store was behind the stop and go on Date.
Oh, wow. There's a video store.
There's a video store there.
Yeah, Mr. Video.
Can figure that
this
out
fool pulled out a shotgun, blasted this dude in an old green car, and he coasted with half a head on.
Wow.
And there's a cop right there and busting right there. He's just like, go home. You don't want to see none of this.
I was never
nobody remembers that.
Hey. I
was ready to move.
No gun in my life.
Man, that's that. Never. Hey, that's
the belt.
Real shit that happened over there.
That's what I'm saying. And then I came back to the complex. Like, they're like, what's going on? I was like, yo, somebody got smoked. Oh, okay. Well, hey, you want to play basketball?
Right. Yeah. Hey, so we going swimming next.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm going to do the run and jump and see how far I can get.
It was common occurrences over there. That shit was crazy.
How the hell we survive that shit, though? Like, it was crazy.
Easy, just stay the fuck
man,
about
I'm
that.
You right now, I got,
it was a different time,
I got a
though.
15-year-old son. I try to protect him so much from that bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. Be like, listen, son, you don't want no parts of that bullshit. And I'll be taught, like, I'll be going up there to visit my brother. I'll be like, yeah, this shit happened right here. That right.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be looking. I'm like, yeah, I know you used to hearing that shit on rap songs. But let me tell you the real deal.
The real deal.
The real deal.
Yeah. Right.
Message. Real shit. Right.
Message.
Message. Yeah. Message. Yeah. Message. Yeah, it was crazy, man. Just all the stuff we went through. Like, hell, y'all might remember. I don't know if you remember this, Dave, but I know y'all remember this. For sure Mario does. Remember me and Puerto Rican, Dave? We went to that church right by Conejo where Dave used to stay at. Uh-huh. And then it got dark. I told this story the other day on my podcast, too. And Dave, Puerto Rican Dave, is from New York. So he was like, I'm from Brooklyn, son. You know, he wasn't. I was like, yo, it's California, man. It's a different animal. You know, I was like.
Yeah, Dave Estrella.
Yeah. That's the homie. He set me up on a blind date that I'll tell later. But, yeah, it was terrible. But so we were going to see some Breezy over at the church. And I said, bro, it's 5:30. And it was in the wintertime. I was like, it's dark. We got to go home. Mm. Oh, man, I'm from New York. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm blah, blah, blah. I was like, we're going to get fucked up. I already know it. So this would end up happening. I'm walking home with him, and I'm like, I see 8 IE Mob motherfucking Crips, and I'm like, yo, let's cross the street. He's like, oh, I know one of them. I know one of them, man. Trayvon. Trayvon is his name. Look like a little.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He looked like Miles Davis and shit.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, right. Trayvon. Hey, he had major hands back then. Yeah, I know.
Exactly. So I was like, I don't care who you know. There's 8 of them. There's 2 of us. We'll be all right. I was like, all right, I ain't going to let him get jumped by himself. So as soon as what happened, they come up to us and like, where you from, cuz? This dumb motherfucker. From Brooklyn. Bam! Punch him right in the mouth. I looked at him, where you from? I don't bang. Bam! They got me in the mouth. My jaw's still fucked up to this day. It clicks. Then they start stomping me out. I look for Dave. That motherfucker's running. He's running so fast, he's kicking his own ass. And he's running. Wow. And they left me, stomp me out. I found Trayvon because he was like 5'4". And I uppercut him and I take off running. And I got fucked up.
Damn.
That was your day one.
Yeah. Left me hanging. Yeah. And I reminded him of that. And he's like, I don't remember.
Yeah, ain't that a bitch? Yeah. Damn. David Estrella, own up to that.
That's
shit,
right. Baby. Own it. Own it. Own now he's shit. In Atlanta chilling with a beautiful wife, man.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's living the life right now. But yeah, man, that's how real it used to be out there. And I was like, man, I left Barstool for this shit.
Where's my belt? What's my belt?
Hey,
you know what?
Hey, I seen one of the dudes in the neighborhood the other day. I used to go to the dope house all the time and play his Sega Genesis, and I'd be betting him for money and stuff. I used to be in there playing. So I went home to grab something, and I tried to come in without knocking.
Ooh.
And when I came in without knocking, his brother put a Tech N9ne up and was like, nigga, don't you ever try to come to this motherfucker without walking, without knocking, nigga.
Wow, you know
how the shit we do up in here? So the dude jumped up, told his brother to chill out. He unplugged the cord from the back of the TV, wrapped it up, and said, Dave, take it to your house. If I want to play, I'll come down there and see you, but you need to be down here.
Damn,
wow. Out, man.
Damn.
Hey, man, I ain't going to mention his name, though, but shout out to them Gray Streets. That dude was cool as hell. But look, this dude always remembered me. And my mama from Watts, so my mom invited him over for Thanksgiving. She wound up knowing him.
Oh, right.
My mom passed
right.
away. They come to the funeral, and we doing a video presentation, and it showed a presentation of all of us. On wow. Thanksgiving at my house, man, you talking about seeing gangsters cry.
Damn.
You talking about seeing gangsters
playing
cry.
Playing goddamn safe.
No bullshit. It's crazy as hell. I pulled up to Little Caesars the other day, and he's standing in front of the store, and I'm looking at him as an old man. Wow. And as soon as I hop out the car, the first thing he said was, Dave! He said, man, it's so good to know good niggas, because look at you, Dave. Look at you. He said, did I ever ask you once to sell my dope or join my gang? Nothing. Never, never, none of that. And he told his brother, hey, Dave, tell him what I gave. Nigga, he still remember the shit.
Wow.
I said, nigga gave me a second Genesis. And any dope had that bar games over there. He bought it for me, and he gave it to me. And nigga, and I swear to God, he helped me with my little gamer shit. And nigga, I swear to God, to this day, I still play games. I seen that dude, we talking about five, six days ago. And I gave him all the love in the world. Like, man, remember how crazy?
That's dope.
Man, dope.
Look
dope, man. Told me, man, quick coming down here. I used to be in the dope house every day trying to play video games. So they had the newest shit. Man, he wrapped that shit up. Said, man, take this shit there. And take Altered Beast with you, nigga. We don't play this whack. Take this shit with you.
Take this bullshit.
Hey, but you're the first
thing. You don't take this bullshit to your house and learn the goddamn code to this shit.
Hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, hurry the fuck up and get the fuck out of here if you get shot in the face, bitch.
Huh? What happened?
I said the, the first time I ever played Madden in my life, it was at Mario's.
Me too.
House.
Me too. Mario's me too. House. Yeah. Right. Me too. I remember because
and that was with the Sega.
Yeah, you had the Sega. You were the first one in the complex that had the Sega.
Yeah, we was over there.
And so we was always, you know, going to Mario's house too. And Peter Manhattan. Right. And we used to give him a hard time too.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, for real. Take one moment to give a shout out to Miss Manhattan. She passed out.
I know. She did. Yeah.
She was. I called Pete and I told Pete I want to thank him. His mom always gave us a safe haven. Worry about the bullshit from my neighborhood.
Yeah. Right.
So
yeah.
I made sure I gave Peter a shout out for that safe haven, man. His mom was never complained.
Never. And we were loud as shit.
Yes. And open doors.
Drink all their Pepsi.
Hey, we had to walk fucking five goddamn blocks to get there.
To get there. We did.
But we got there. It was safe.
Yeah, it was safe. We crossed Golden Avenue where the tracks are, literally, you know. And then it's like, you know, because it was. Once you passed Golden, you were Golden, you know. So, like, yeah. So, and she was always sweet, man. And,
wow.
You know, it was just dead in, like, all them black folks in his house. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah.
Man, we spent hours over there.
Hours.
With them, man. That was dope. I get them all the credit in the world because I can't stand my son's friend come to the house now.
Right. Hell no. I don't like my kids' friends coming over these. Like, what you doing here? Can't you go to their house?
Hey, you know what I do? I roast my friend's son. They be like, damn, your dad called him up. I'm going to roast y'all with the quickness.
Did you put?
I'm gonna be like, man, I ain't here. But they cool. I give them love, and plus, I keep it 100% real. I don't dog them out because somebody provided that same area for me. So I don't know what they in. I don't claim all their background. But if they want to come over, he had one that I knew came from a little rough background. So whatever I brought my son, I tried to hook him up with. I got my son's shoes for Christmas. Get him a pair of shoes. Right, get him a hoodie.
Whatever
he wants. Let him come over to the
house. You know what you're doing though is. Hey, Dave, you know what you're doing is you're creating stories for them.
Right, yes. Yeah. Right.
Lifetime
right.
memories.
That's right. You know, and that's the thing. Like, we can learn from where we grew up and let our kids know, like, y'all got it good.
Right.
Like, good. Because our moms, all of our moms worked crazy hours.
Oh, yes.
You know, so we were left to ourselves.
Right.
You know, and my mom's single mom working her ass off, cutting hair all day, you know. And
man.
You know, and we would be playing baseball, football, basketball. It's just a lot of fun, man. And just the way y'all welcomed me into y'all's, like, crew was dope, minus the belt. But, like, it was a lot of
fun. Minus that goddamn belt.
I'd have cut my hair, damn it.
Yeah, I can't believe it. But, yeah, it was for a flat top. Yeah. I couldn't.
No, but, you know.
I couldn't get my shit that 14 inches. But that 12, oh, yeah, I was rocking that
All right,
shit.
But I'll tell you a secret, Twan. You know how I got it so tall?
Yeah.
I used to blow dry it, bro.
Yeah, that was that white shit.
For real?
That white shit. Yeah, that was that white shit. We just picked our shit. That's it.
I would get a vent brush and blow dry it.
Yeah, no.
And that's how I got that. And then spray it with hairspray. And that's how I got it so tall. So, yeah, so I cheated.
Wow. Yeah. No, I just picked my shit and grew it to that length.
Different chemicals.
That's what I did.
Different chemicals.
Yeah.
Natural juices and berries.
Wow.
Natural juices
and berries.
Hey, nothing but ultra perm.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but I'm telling you, but it's just a miracle, like, how all of us has turned out to be all right, man. Mm. And this is a lot of fun. Like, we're sitting here, I'm sitting in my living room, and I'm looking at these three, and I'm like, holy shit. Man.
Right, right.
This is so cool. We all made it, you know?
Right.
You know, law-abiding citizens, paying taxes. Okay, some of us are paying taxes.
I paid my shit.
Now. As of 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, now. Shit, I just slid that motherfucker in. Yeah.
But, you know, it's just cool FBI. To see that. Hearing how good you're doing, man, it's just a blessing. You know, we all doing our thing, man, and we're all dads now, and Cam's a grandfather, man.
Damn.
Papa Cam.
Damn.
Right? Yep. I'm like, this motherfucker got grandbabies.
You got a grandbaby.
That's dope.
Crazy, man.
I love you, Evan.
Shout out to Evan. So you want to shout out none of the other kids, just a grandbaby?
He's going to hear this like 20 years from now, and he's like, damn, my grandpa still loves me.
He said, damn, my grandpa was a legend.
Yeah. Oh, we got more stories. Well, there's no limit. We got stories.
Like when he got his first STS, he thought he was hard.
Hey,
yo.
Hey,
I would, son.
He didn't want nobody to fucking shoot the goddamn gun. Like,
yeah. hey, he walk around the complex. Hey. Like, hey, look.
Look at him, but don't shoot it. Like, wait a minute. Fool, don't give it to me. You ain't going to let me bust.
Edit.
that's when the bullets was kind of cheap.
Yeah.
Are we keeping this in?
No. What about being at Hunt School playing basketball? Dick, you remember this one?
Yeah.
Hunt School playing basketball. I scored a point. You slapped my ass. I looked out like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. All right, so we was at Del Rosa. Wait. Was it Del Rosa?
Jefferson Hunt?
It was at Hunt. Yeah, because the
it always runs goes down at Jefferson Hunt.
I got my ass kicked over there.
There you go.
No!
Hey, oh,
I want to bring up the story.
I want to hear that story.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier.
That was my first ass whipping over there.
I want to hear that story. Yeah. This is where I thought Fat Dave was going to beat my ass. Because, you know, I grew up playing sports, wasn't good at it for shit. But, you know, like when you score a basket, you know, hit somebody on the ass. Mm. Man, this fool did like this sick ass move. And I was like, oh, shit, good job. I slapped his ass. Man, he just started saying, motherfucker. Don't you ever touch my ass. I will fuck you up. And he was dead ass serious. I was like, damn, I can't win with none of these motherfuckers in this league.
you were going to kill me. I was raised around a bunch of jail dudes.
I
heard all these jail stories.
Yeah.
So I totally
forgot about that. But, I had no intention. It's like, oh, good job. Yeah, I grew up around that shit, like sports in the evening.
Right. That's all he seen was Magic fucking slapping goddamn Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's ass. So, yeah, he thought it was cool.
Never again. To this day, that's the last one. The last time I did that shit.
Oh, man,
you were gonna fuck me up. You were gonna kill me. So
hey,
what?
Hold on.
All the jail stories I heard, I like, this is how it starts.
Oh my god. So Cam, what happened at Jefferson Hunt Elementary?
Yeah, you want to tell that story, Cam, or what?
I want to. Let's hear his side of the story.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Mario. You
David,
talk. Yeah.
David, you yeah. were there, right, David?
Hey, Dave, you
David,
were there.
You were there, right?
Oh, was he there?
Yes.
Dave, you were there, David?
Hold on. David, you want me to tell the story?
Hold on.
Time out.
Were you there?
Hold on. Wait, hold on. Camilo, you talking about the fight?
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead. No,
wait. Hey, did you start that shit, too?
Hey, you were there?
Yeah, go ahead and tell that story.
Who was the guy who kicked my ass?
We know.
Wait, hold on. You said, who? Hey, you know what's crazy, Camilo?
Huh?
Antoine got a story. That's how me and Antoine met. But
right,
you know the story.
Right. We were talking about that earlier
that's
in the week.
That's funny, man.
So hold on, Dave. Do you want me to tell the story, Dave, real quick? And we get to the part
no,
of Antoine.
No, yeah, Camilo, you tell it.
Come on,
This is how I remember it.
Okay,
yeah, I want to hear this shit.
Camilo's
this
story. We were playing ball at Jefferson Hunt.
True story.
And I don't remember who we were playing with, but we were playing with a bunch of fools, right?
Mm.
And we were balling and shit, and something happened where I called him either a or a pussy or something like that.
Let's get close.
Yeah, that was close.
And
that was close. That wasn't a word, but it was close.
I remember getting my ass kicked, but I don't remember what led up to it.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
So I remember we were balling or some shit. I just don't remember. I said something.
Hella.
And then I don't remember who he was, but he didn't like it. And then I said something back, and then we started swinging. But he was swinging on me, and I'm dodging and ducking and shit. And then he caught me. Ooh. Caught me, dude, and that was it.
Oh, ramp.
Damn.
And then, he caught me, and I was a little dazed on it, and he was just pounding on me.
Damn, but, y'all didn't help him out? Y'all didn't help him out?
Oh, hold on.
Hey.
I don't remember who the guy was.
Mm.
David.
So this is new.
Mm.
Who was it?
The guy was named Kenny.
Man.
Is that? Yep. And then that I heard stories snap. About that dude. Like I heard right. that he got he died. Or
that's big snap.
He got shot or something a couple months later.
No. He alive.
He's still alive.
Okay. I said we go get his ass.
Watch your
rematch.
Watch your mouth, Jake.
Watch your mouth, Jake. Hey, I ain't got to live there, so I'll talk to you.
Aside, Camilo.
Yeah.
That dude was younger than me. He had the most hands I've ever seen on anybody that age. Check this out. He beat a grown man.
That was me.
hey, he beat a grown man. and I had took pictures of it. That grown man's sister came and said, "Why'd you do this to my brother?" And he said, "I'm a kid. He a grown man. He's swung on me first." The dude he beat up became an IBF champion and died. I went to his funeral.
Wow. Hey, I get beat by the best.
Hey, that's it. Hey,
that's what listen, I'm bragging about, dog.
I've seen that dude.
For real.
I've seen Dave. That dude at 13 years old wow. fight his big brother Damn. And gave his big brother every ounce he could handle. That dude, hey, he fought my cousin in my kitchen. That was my boy right there. Hey, that dude right there, I'm no joke. You talk about Savant, people that had fighting skills way back. He had a setup he would do with a 1-2 and grab you by the waist and put you on the ground. He was an MMA star in the hood.
Before MMA was even, what?
I can attest to that.
So check this out. So me and him walking on from school. I'm doing my thing. We roasted each other back and forth. Some little dude is behind us laughing. And a homie Kenny turned around and said, "Nigga, I'll beat your ass." I said, "No. No, he cool. That's the homie." And from that day, me and Antoine being
Oh, that was you, Twin?
Yeah.
All right, so you about to get the ass beat, too.
Hey, no, I kid you not. Like Jake say, man, I approached this motherfucker with a belt. I swear. Kenny, I'm walking with these motherfuckers, man, and they clowning. They clowning so much. I'm laughing. You know what I mean? This motherfucker, he stood about like 13 fucking feet. So he turned
For real.
To me. My nigga turned to me and he say, "What the fuck is you laughing at, cuz?" And I'm like,
wow.
And I got choked up. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, shit. So I said, "Well, I'm laughing at what he said about your mama." So that kind of lightened up the mode a little bit.
Oh, man.
Man, Dave embraced me. And he was like, "Nah, this is the homeboy. He is just the homeboy." And Kenny was like, "Fool, you lucky. Because I was supposed to tear your ass up." And I say,
"All right, so I take it back. We're not going to go kick his ass. Cam, you deserve that shit."
Hey, look.
Yeah, man, I'm old.
My cousin been from the hood since he was 10 years old. Kenny made my cousin, and my cousin got a hand. My cousin wasn't a skinny dude that give you the 1-2 that you can feel, a wiry, strong dude. Man, Kenny mixed that dude with my cousin so cold that it became an ongoing war. They even got gunshots got exchanged.
I'll tell you, I've never gotten knocked out until, never. But that fight with him.
Yeah, you felt that shit.
Dude,
I almost
got knocked out. If I didn't get up and walk away from that shit, he would have knocked my fucking ass out.
Hey, I got details. I can break down the details of the fight.
Let's do that. Come on, Jim Lampley. Let's go.
David. It was me.
Okay.
Hey, David.
Okay, Jake.
We got Dave Letterman over here.
Dave. It was me, Cam. I don't know who else was playing with me and Cam. And it was you.
Maybe it was a pickup game.
Mooney.
We jumped on their game or something.
And Kenny.
Y'all went down there without
one. It was a 3-on-3. Right there at Jefferson Hunt. It was the Mexicans against the blacks.
Yeah, they went down there without one. Right?
This ain't prison.
And we were balling up. And then Kenny kind of like, you know, jumped on Cam. It was like a foul. So Cam, this is what Cam said, right? That's a foul, bitch.
That's a foul, bitch.
And then Kenny was like, "What?" Hey,
what'd you say,
Dave? I was looking. I was like, "God damn, shit! Don't say it again, man." Cam's like, "God damn it, man! I already said it. Well, what'd you say?" I said, and Cam was like, "That's a foul." Yeah, but what'd you say after? Bitch. And me and Cam used to fight all the time. So, you know, Cam, hey, between everybody, dude, Cam was like the fighter. And we're just like, "God damn it, man." I was like, "Shit, man." Dude. I'm looking at Dave. Dave's just kind of just looking at me like, "Oh, fuck." And Kenny was reaching behind his back pocket.
Oh, shit.
Like this. You can't see me. You can see me, Jake?
No, I can see you.
And say that shit again. Cam was like, "I said, that's a foul, bitch."
Mm.
And Kenny got these gloves, and they were I remember those gloves.
The brownies?
The driving gloves.
Oh, shit, David.
Oh, I forgot about that, David. The ones with the knuckles showing that got the circles cut out.
You should have known right there. You're gonna get fucked up.
I remember, I should have ran. I remember that shit like it was a nightmare and shit, right?
Oh, I remember that now.
And Kenny put these gloves on.
I remember that now.
Oh, my God.
Shit. Yeah, it's all coming back.
David, my eyes got bigger than shit.
Hey, Kenny put them on.
Kenny put them on and strapped the Velcro and said, say that shit one more time.
I said, bitch.
Bitch.
And
oh my
all
God.
All I heard was from that.
No. He didn't. He swung a couple of times before he caught me.
Oh, well, whatever. Give him his credit, man.
Yeah. Damn.
Right. I dodged a couple of them.
I was the one like, God damn it, David. I was like, get off my brother, man.
Get off my brother, man. I always felt like, damn, man, Camilo was a cool dude. He probably didn't fuck me no more after that. He was always a cool dude.
No, man, we're good. I was thinking, like, damn.
Feed your ass with a long spoon.
He probably didn't fuck me no more after that.
Hey, but you know what? It taught somebody how to be a man, though, right?
Yeah, because
all these guys now pussyfied.
Yeah, they don't fight.
They don't want to fight.
Nobody, they want to pull out a gun.
They don't want to throw hands.
Nobody, or they'll go on a keyboard
and talk shit on a keyboard. It won't meet up nowhere.
Yes, or a keyboard.
Hey, I seen this dude, man, in the front of Devil Alejo, Miss Jones couldn't even run to save him. He put it on a dude named Robert so cold. And this was the cold thing about it. Robert was talking a gang of smack. Oh. He socked Robert. Robert's Seahawk hat fell off. I grabbed his Seahawk hat. And I'm like, damn. And then, man, hey. Hey, and then he got animalistic. He tried to pick up a boulder and hit him over the head, and I'm like, no. Oh, wow. And I pushed Kenny like, no. Hey, that dude right there, I'm for real, man, the most ever, not even a close second, the most hands I've ever seen as a youngster. I've seen that dude fight in my kitchen. Him and my cousin had an ongoing battle where they fought 3 or 4 times and guns came out. Ooh. I've seen him fight in his front yard. Wow. I see him fight back-to-back defending my cousin. And the dude that he fought, man, he died in such a cold way. He got killed by his brother, was an IBF boxer, man. We went to his funeral,
damn.
And when they had the belt on the casket, I got a weird thing about me at funerals where I laugh, right?
Oh, Jesus, man, that's a weird thing. You are morbid.
If I ever have to go to one of y'all, no, I'm going to be laughing. Good to know.
He's
putting his belt on the casket. I'm in the back of my brother's lap, and I'm like, that nigga beat him, nigga, remember, he IVF box, this nigga died. I'm in the back to retelling the story, laughing, and where my brother tried to hug me like I'm crying, so what people are seeing. Can you beat this nigga? He became an IVF champion? Oh, my God. We back there rolling, man. Hey, that dude has the most hands out of anybody I've seen at that age.
Oh, my God. If
it was MMA at that age, and somebody could have trained him, man,
would have been the shit.
Hey, yo, big up to what was it? Snap.
Yeah, man, that's it. Snap.
Snaps.
Snap.
Big up, Snap. God damn.
Snap was cold.
If it wasn't for you, I would have never met my homeboy.
That's how me and Antoine got to be cool.
You're right. If it wasn't for you, I would have never got to meet my homeboy.
Here's my question, and I got this for the, you know.
You praising him for kicking my ass?
Not that part. I'm talking about my story.
My epiphanies are hitting me left and right now. You know, here's the thing. Dave is in the mix and all this shit.
Oh yeah.
So we almost.
I didn't remember him being there.
Yeah, Dave was there, man.
Yeah, he probably walked away like he did with Tron and me.
Concussion's a motherfucker, man.
Hey,
wait a minute.
I lost 30 minutes of my life in that fight, man. I don't remember shit.
He flatlined and shit.
Wait, you're not talking about niggas walk away from fights, right?
Yeah. What happened Thanksgiving night?
Thanksgiving night.
Damn, Twan, what you do now?
Yeah, what happened Thanksgiving?
When I was fighting that one dude, and he said, y'all get up out of here before I shoot this nigga. I left you there fighting that dude.
Oh, shit.
That was me?
in front of my little Jake's house. Remember I was fighting that fool?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm fighting a dude, and he said, man, if this thing don't get off me, I'm going to shoot him. And this is, hey, so listen, I always hated looking like my brother. I always hated looking like my older brother. I always hated him. He told his homies, go give me the pistol so I can shoot this fool. When I get up, I realize I'm alone now. It was three of them and three of us. Now it's me and it's three of them.
Right.
And I'm like, man, this dude is going to really shoot me. So I look over the corner, and Jesse was in his daddy's Cordova. Hey, and you know, it had fine Corinthian leather. So I get up in the Cordova, and Jesse get me up out of there. By the time we get, like, to where past Pacific is pitch black, you guys is trying to get y'all jog on to go to my cousin to tell my cousin somebody's going to shoot me. And I wind up put y'all, and me and Jesse picked y'all up. And it's the cold thing about it. God. So my brothers find out who it is. They know who it is. And they told my brothers, the reason why we didn't get the gun, because he looked it like you. We just figured he was your brother. And it was like, he looked it too much like you. He was like, that got to be little Mooney, man. We can't even. Yeah, that's real. You remember that boy y'all ran?
So you was really for getting shot? So I probably would have got shot if I wouldn't have ran.
Exactly. That's all you did to get on. Right. Hey, I never talked smack about y'all for running. Because them dudes was talking about shooting me.
Damn.
And y'all was supposed to get on. But yeah, you remember that shit?
We supposed to go get help.
Man, I need to talk to my mom, man. How did she put me in a badass neighborhood? Man.
That shit was rough.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit was
rough. Y'all was bad.
Night. It was hot in Del Rosa.
I'm telling you, man. Del Rosa and Day Street.
I'm full of dressing, ham, and got to fight somebody on Thanksgiving night.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, and that dude
shit.
Was certified too. Hey, he was a certified real one from IE Project.
No,
he was a certified real one. That was crazy.
Damn. Yeah, man. My listeners gonna love this. this is dope.
That is funny.
Damn. So Thanksgiving, man, you took a fade and still ate. Damn. This is some hood ass shit, y'all. Hey, I was not expecting
this. If Jake's podcast is listening, to
you know, Thanksgiving is a black holiday.
Right? We're gangsters.
We're gangsters.
Yeah, we're goddamn gangsters.
He was like, nah, man, you guys are some hood motherfuckers, man.
We're like fucking
you got all those Malibu listeners like, oh my God.
Right,
God. Well, here's the thing. I tell people all the time because they see I'm a nice guy, right? Oh, Jake is nice, and he does this, and he works for the Clippers and the Kings. Probably not after this podcast. But what I'm saying, but then I try to tell these fools, San Bernardino was fucking rough. And San Bernardino? What? Oh, come on. I mean, I've been to Compton. I've been here. Nah, man. It's rough out there.
It's
like West Coast Detroit. It's just bad. It looks like a bomb hit that bad boy. And once Norton Air Force Base went ghost, the whole city collapsed. And then when Santa Fe moved to Topeka, Kansas, everything went
right.
ghost.
That's right.
And then everybody just
they had the highest murder rate per capita at one time.
Yes, yeah, sir. Like 7 years in a row.
I think it still is. Shit.
Yeah.
Right. And we made it out.
Hey, we rolled by there today, huh?
Yeah, they rolled by before they stopped in the house. Crazy.
We rode by just drove by real quick.
Yeah, they showed pictures of the old apartment complex, man. It looks like shit.
Man, I'm too weak. I wouldn't move back there for free rent.
Hell no.
Hey, seriously. Hey, fuck you, I would.
Hey,
you know, it's where you make your home. Well, is your cabin.
No.
But me and Cam, we lived there. Shit, we lived off of Conejo? Cunningham. Right there, off of
Cunningham's over.
What's the same
street? Yeah.
The same street, Cunningham.
Yeah.
Right? I know what Cunningham is. Yeah.
Me and Cam stayed there way before we moved into those apartments right there on date. But both of that shit, man.
We were on Conejo too.
Oh, and Conejo. Yeah.
Hey, you talking about Cunningham by Norton Air Force Base?
Oh yes, sir.
Yeah.
Cunningham by Norton.
Okay, so check it out. My mom and pop separated. I used to have to live with my pop. Over there off of Cunningham. Yeah,
we grew up from there. Dude.
That whole city's just a shithole.
Hey, who moved out of
the fucking apartment?
They raided
my apartment looking for the wrong guy.
I think me and Cam, no?
No, I did.
It was Jake.
My mom ended up getting us some apartments on Linwood across the street from Vallejo Middle School. And we lived there for 2 years. And then we moved to Valencia by St. Bernardine.
By Pacific High School.
Yeah, I was like real close to Pacific, right by St. Bernardine.
Yes.
And I thought it was
a nice house over there.
It was nice over there, man. It was nice, but
I don't think I even went to that fucking house.
Oh, dude, I don't know where the hell you were, man.
That was not invited.
No, man.
I was not invited.
I didn't know where you... Like,
got a bitch?
No. I walked my ass all the way over to Jake's house to play fucking video games and listen to music.
Yeah.
Hey, I told you, man, while they was doing their thing, I was doing my goddamn thing. You understand what I'm saying?
It was bad.
And I moved.
And she was, and Jake moved the fuck out of the hood.
Yeah, I was like, my mom couldn't take it anymore. She got beat with a baseball bat because I got my ass kicked. She was like, well, we good, we out. So I would be like, y'all can come to my house. I ain't coming back this motherfucker.
Hey,
anymore.
Where do you buy it?
You can get those on Amazon.com. Keyword search, Venice Beach Beverage. Bam, there
plug,
you go.
Plug.
Oh, hell yeah, man. They're a sponsor.
Payday.
They may not be after this.
That's dope.
But yeah.
I'm definitely going to give you some. Wait a minute. Hold on. You said go to Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon.com. And keyword search, Venice Beach Beverage. They're there. That's where they sell them.
Okay, so wait a minute.
We got to do this one on the show. No, it's not alcohol, man. It's a vitamin T.
Oh, man. Okay, but I can mix it with alcohol, right?
Yeah, absolutely you can.
I just did.
Highly recommend.
Okay, and the shit was delicious.
Hello, everybody. You listening to my daddy, Big Brother Jake. This is the Big Brother Jake Broadcast. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, see why I'm tired? It's crazy. That was just part one. We would have went 3 hours, but we went about 2.5. So I'm cutting it here. We're gonna cut it here, and we're gonna pick it up on Thursday, June 3rd. But yeah, June 3rd, second part of this interview with the Daytown Baller, my homies Camilo and Mario Rocha, and the homie Antoine Price. Man, Twan, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spark all that. And shout out to Fat Dave Wilson. Dave Wilson, we call him Fat Dave because we knew like 9 days. But you're going to hear part two about how, you know, how funny Dave is and why we had to be quick-witted around him because he would give us no mercy whatsoever. So we'll pick that up on Thursday. So let me land this plane right now and get the hell out. So Thursday, Daytown Ballers, part two. On the Big Brother Jake podcast. So until then, I say you to you and yours. Wait for it. Deuces!
You're listening to the Big Brother Jake podcast.